Crews in Oakland are racing to hook up 60 emergency FEMA trailers to shelter vulnerable homeless residents before an anticipated surge in virus cases next month. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, the city's mayor says this is housing actually beyond the pandemic.
54 trailers are going in at a site near the Coliseum, and six more, which are dedicated for homeless youth, are being installed near Jack London Square. The trailers still have to be hooked up to power and water, but the hope is to get them ready for occupancy by May 1st. Two hotels by the airport are being leased by the county for medical isolation, but much like San Francisco, Oakland is looking for hotel rooms for the homeless. Mayor Libby Schaaf telling KCBS,
we actually want to find hotels that would be willing to sell at the end of the day so that these can become hopefully permanent assets. The challenge is always how to pay for the operations, but we really don't want to have a situation where when the pandemic is over, we're kicking people back out into the street. We want to be strategic in this moment and do things now in the face of this emergency that can serve us for the long term.
This comes as some homeless experts are telling the city that sometimes breaking up encampments is not a good thing, that leaving people outside might be better than keeping them inside shelters. In Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.